This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With November arriving, deer hunting is indeed the topic this week, and we'll be taking a look at some of the latest numbers from the archery deer hunt. We also have some preliminary numbers from the youth deer hunt a few weeks ago. Hi, I'm Kurt Dickin, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, deer hunting has been going pretty strong here, particularly for our archers and our young deer hunters. The firearm deer hunt takes place here in another couple of weeks, but that's still a little bit off. And the archery deer harvest does continue to remain strong. For hunters, this year's early conditions were a bit more favorable than in 2014. Results as of October 26 show Illinois deer hunters had harvested a preliminary total of 17,187 whitetails. Last year's harvest for the same period was 15,610. Now, the top five counties thus far, followed by their archery harvest through October 26, were Pike with 524, Fulton with 480, Jefferson with 464, Joe Davies with 354, and Williamson with 343. The harvest at that point consisted of 66% does and 34% males. Now, the overall buck harvest for the entire season thus far sits at 25%, or 4,334 bucks. Now, results for our local counties, followed by their previous year's total for the same period, show Calhoun County archers bagging 172 deer compared to 136. Green County hunters harvested 181 compared to 151. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 281 compared to 227, while Morgan County hunters tagged 150 deer compared to 129, and the archery harvest in Jersey County for the period was 155 compared to 109. In Madison County, the archery harvest stood at 261 compared to 269. Here in Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 224 deer compared to 181, while Bond County harvest totaled 128 compared to 122. And in Sangamon County, the archers had bagged 204 deer compared to 193 last year. So in most cases, not everyone, but most cases, the harvest is indeed up here locally. Now, as more crops continue to come from the field, more reports are expected to come in from hunters seeing deer. Best of all, the hunting will only improve during the next few weeks. The Illinois archery deer season continues through January 17th. Now, the season does temporarily close during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, and those are scheduled for November 20th through the 22nd and December 3rd through the 6th. A special muzzleloader-only season is scheduled for December 11th through the 13th, and hunters possessing the muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt during the second segment of the regular firearm deer season, which is December 3rd through the 6th. A special late-season antlerless-only deer hunt in select counties is scheduled for December 31st through January 3rd, and again January 15th through the 17th. The late winter season permits are available at licensed vendors beginning in mid-December. And in addition, hunters with unfilled county permits from regular firearm, youth, and muzzleloader seasons may also hunt during the special season, provided their permits are valid in the particular county open to this hunt. It is more important to note that the unfilled permits are valid only for the county that they were originally issued, and many local counties are not open this year for this special hunt. Now, hunters wishing to utilize the unfilled firearm or muzzleloader permits should check with the Department of Natural Resources to ensure that their county is open for the late season hunt. And as promised, we do have some results from the special youth deer hunt held earlier last month. Now, young deer hunters seem to enjoy good success during the special three-day youth deer season held October 10th through the 12th. And this year, for the first time, those young hunters unsuccessful during this special season may use their unfilled permits during the first segment of the regular firearm season. Now, as might be expected, the special 2015 youth deer hunt resulted in a better harvest than last year. Still, it was a good indication that deer populations have not fully returned to normal. During the 2015 special hunt, youths bagged a preliminary total of 2,841 whitetails compared to 2,761 last year and 3,007 in 2013. They were also all three-day seasons. This year's harvest consisted of 50% male deer. And the top five counties during the youth hunt were Pike with 130, Randolph with 106, Jefferson with 91, Adams with 90, and Jackson with 76. Now, local results show our Calhoun County youth bagging 43 deer, up from 33 last year. Green County youth hunters harvested 32, 9 less than a year ago. Youths in Macoupin County recorded 55 deer, five fewer, while Morgan County youth tagged 34 deer, up by three from last year. The youth harvest in Jersey County was 26 compared to 30 a year ago. Madison County youth tagged 34 deer, up from 14 in 2014. And Montgomery County youngsters found an incredible success, bagging 52 deer compared to 25 a year ago. And youth in Sangamon County took in 25 compared to 27 the previous year. So the youth hunt went well. There were some counties that stayed about the same, and others took major climbs. And we also are in need of some volunteers to help the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Lake Volunteers Association of Lake Shelbyville during their 26th annual annual deer hunt for people with disabilities on November 20th and 22nd. Now, volunteers are currently needed to help with the hunt. They'll be assisting in young hunters and to get to the blinds, or assisting in helping hunters get to the blinds and tracking, field dressing, dragging deer out of the woods, and helping around the deer camp. They're also looking for a couple of volunteers in the morning and evenings to help set up food, make coffee, and clean up after the meals. A hunter volunteer orientation will be held the 19th of November, and volunteer support is crucial as to the success of this event. With the community's help, people with disabilities have the ability to get out and enjoy the outdoors, and this does see some amazing success. It's a great hunt. The hunt camp is based out of the Okaw Bluff Group Houses, located just south of Sullivan on Illinois Route 32. All meals will be provided to volunteers, and lodging assist arrangements are available on site. Anyone wishing to assist with this event, please give Park Ranger Brian Blakeway a call at 217-774-3951. That number again is 217-774-3951. The extension there is 7019. Also, we have some early results, or actually some results from the youth duck hunt at the Mississippi River State Fish and Wildlife Area. There was a total of 240 young hunters participated in the special two-day youth waterfowl hunt at the local Mississippi River Fish and Wildlife Area. Many apparently enjoyed fairly good hunting success, as the overall average was just short of one duck per hunter. Now, the young hunters at Batchtown area harvested 32 ducks during the 2 days. A total of 82 hunters participated at this site. Godar hunters bagged 22 ducks during the season during the 2 days. The 41 hunters enjoyed their time afield, and at the Glades, young hunters harvested a total of 30 ducks during the special hunt. Here, 28 hunters participated in the weekend. The 11 Calhoun Point hunters took 15 ducks for a bird per man average of slightly better than one. And at Stump Lake, 78 waterfowlers harvested 59 ducks, while the overall MRA harvest for the period was 158 ducks. So good to see the young hunters get out and enjoy themselves and have some fairly good success. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickett.